You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, New York Times Radio, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. Next Tuesday, it's primary day in Indiana and North Carolina. In Indiana, of course, there are 72 delegates at stake, which is where we sent the Takeaway's political director, Andrea Bernstein. She's been traveling I-65, which is the north-south route in Indiana. She started in Gary earlier in the week and made it through Bloomington and joins us today. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you?
Well, I am actually so close to Kentucky that I'm in Kentucky.
You're in Kentucky. So you've crossed the border. You're out of the zone.
I did. I'm at Louisville Public Radio this morning, but it took me about 2 minutes to get here from Jeffersonville, which is where I was yesterday, and which is where Hillary Clinton was also yesterday.
Well, let's hear from some of the voter voices that you sent to us and then talk about your reaction to having spent the week in Indiana. Here are the voices.
I'd say the economy overall. That's why you see all these motorcycles here, because it's cheaper to fill up a motorcycle than a car.
Issue. How about the Bear Stearns taxpayer bailout?
What do you think about that?
I think it is awful. I think it's wrong. It's more shades of wrong than a brand new bruise.
Now, what do you guys think about the gas tax holiday that she's proposing? You think that's a good idea?
I don't think it matters one way or another. I do like the fact that she's found a way to pay for it, because the money is used for a good purpose, and that's to fix the roads and highways. So she did come up with a plan to pay for it. McCain did not.
I wouldn't vote for Democratic. I don't think there's enough money in the world to do all the things that they think they can afford to do. I think they ought to get a hammer and sickle and just have a society of give them all. Take care of them from birth to the cradle.
I didn't want to like her, but as soon as I got in the whole mode for the rally, it was like, wow!
And what do you think about Obama? Do you think he has good ideas,
too? I think
too?
He has outstanding charisma, but I also think he's really young and can easily run in 8 years after we have 8 years of outstanding Hillary. So,
wow, from hammer and sickle to outstanding Hillary. That's quite a contrast, Andrea.
Yes. You know, and as you can hear in the tape, pretty much when I left Bloomington yesterday, I drove out of the Midwest and into the South. When I stopped to get a soda at a convenience store, I looked in the cooler, and instead of sodas, I saw night crawlers and red wigglers.
They're all doing a little fishing down there, huh?
So, and you can hear in their voices what it is here in southern Indiana, which is to say it's the South, and, you know, it's the white South, which is an area where Hillary Clinton has proved strong and continues to appear strong. I spoke to quite a few people in downtown Jeffersonville yesterday evening, and I think I found two people who were supporting Obama out of about maybe 30 or 40 people interviewed.
Well, the statistics show dead heat in Indiana, but you know, this is, given the engagement of these voters into the issues, as indicated by your tape, it seems to me this is going to be a very interesting contest come next Tuesday.
Yeah, I think the dynamic has really changed here this week for a couple of reasons. If you looked at the early polls, the polls last week, there was a large undecided, and the whole issue with the Reverend Wright has put a kind of a damper on the people who were leaning towards Obama, who were struggling on the question of experience, change, experience. This is a debate that's been going on since the beginning, since Iowa, and I've heard it a lot. But what I heard a lot of here yesterday, and particularly in this area, was, well, this Reverend Wright thing makes me wonder if he has the experience. Now, one person did say to me that they thought that Obama had handled it really well and that it had put her in his column. But that's had a big dynamic. The economy is huge, and the sense of struggle in Indiana in many, many parts of people really not being sure how they're going to pay for their groceries. Really a lot of desperate people throughout the state, and those people have gone to Hillary Clinton. And, you know, one of the things I heard here yesterday was she has a plan.
Can I just interrupt you for just 1 second? Because we have David Leonhard here from the New York Times, and this plan, the gas tax plan, You know, let me ask David, what do economists think of this plan? There are people responding to it in the tape that Andrea had there.
Just explain it very quickly for those who don't understand.
So the idea is basically, and Clinton and McCain have similar ideas here. As one of the voters interviewed noted, they are somewhat different. Clinton plans to pay for it with a tax on oil company profits, and McCain doesn't so much. But basically, what they want to do is suspend the federal tax on gasoline, give people a price break on gasoline this summer because of how expensive it is. Almost universally, if there's someone who likes this idea, I haven't found them yet. Economists and also environmental experts don't like this plan. They think it is far more politics than it is economics. Because, first of all, it's not a huge amount of money that you'll be saving people. Second of all,
I think Obama said something like maybe $30 a family.
That sounds right. If it's wrong, I don't think it's off by much. I'm not sure exactly.
That's interesting.
But the real issue is, to the extent that you cut the price of gas, people will drive more, right? Supply and demand.
Mm-hmm.
And when they then drive more, the price of gas goes right back up because there's more demand. And so really what you're doing is you're taking money away from the federal government. You're not so much putting it in the pockets of Americans. In all likelihood, you're putting it in the pockets of oil producers, Canada, Venezuela, Saudi Arabia, Russia.
And if the roads fall apart from not paying the taxes to fix the roads, Andrea, there in Indiana, that also raises or lowers fuel economy, right?
Well, you know, I mean, Clinton says that she would take the money from the oil companies. I mean, the sort of legislative complexity of having that happen seems a big hurdle to have it happen by Memorial Day, which is, of course, at the end of this month. But, you know, I actually had yesterday the campaigns have these daily conference calls, and I had a back and forth with Jeff Guerin, the head of the Clinton campaign, and with Harold Wolfson about this. And the way they are really casting this, when you ask them this, and when you ask them, you know, can you get an expert that supports you, what they say is people are hurting, they need relief, we want to help them out. And if you oppose this, you're an elitist and you don't understand the problems of ordinary people. And at one point, Jeff Guerin said to me, well, what driving would you have people stop? Would you have them stop driving to work? And, you know, the answer is, and Clinton has herself said this in other moments, that there is drive, people drive too much, and part of her energy policy is to get people to drive less. So there would seem to be a bit of a contradiction in her policy.
Because they're giving you a political response as opposed to economic reasoning that would support this proposal.
That does seem to be their answer. Yep. You know, she's in this full-throated. Yesterday she said, I'm going to try to push a vote on this, and I want to find out if members of Congress are with us or with the oil companies.
Let me just say, Andrea, the reason you're an elitist has nothing to do with any of that. It has to do with the fact that you're scared of night crawlers, and we'll talk about that when you get back from Indiana. Thanks for joining. Any economic indicators out there in Indiana you want to mention quickly?
Night crawlers, I think, are $2.51 a quart.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. All right. Andrea Bernstein is blogging on our website. Quick headlines from Femi Oke.
In Zimbabwe, the opposition party says Robert Mugabe, the current president, should step down after the Electoral Commission says that the opposition party did win. And Condoleezza Rice is in London today for meetings as part of the US attempt to bring peace to the Middle East. And in Iraq, officials say at least 35 people were killed in a double suicide attack on a wedding caravan northeast of Baghdad. And that's your news headlines for now.
Thank you, Femi. And thank you, David Lanard, for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.